Everything's inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today our topic is going all the way. True spiritual life means to rise above the average, above mediocrity, means to live a life of excellence for God, who we call Krishna. And the number one obstacle in that path is not sin, it's not temptation, it's not immorality, it's not drugs, but it's a tendency to give up, to chuck it in, to throw in the towel. This is what the enemy wants us to do. Maya, her job is to keep us rotating in this samsara, the cycle of birth, death, disease, and old age. She wants us to give up on ourselves. She wants us to give up on our marriages. And especially, she wants to give up on our commitments to God. Here's a picture of her in her form as Durga. Ga means to go, and Dur means tough. Her name means that her job is to create obstacles. If you want to go from point A to point B, Durga's the friction. Durga's the obstacles. Durga's the delay. Durga's the difficulties. Durga's the dead end that you're going to meet on the way. She doesn't begrudge you the fact that you started your spiritual life, but she will fight like anything to keep you from finishing what you start. How many of you have run marathons before? Raise your hand. I run 32. It's easy to start a marathon. Anybody can bolt out the starting gate at the sound of the gun, but a lot fewer finish the marathon than those who started. And what's the difference? Those who finish tap into the power of persistence. No matter what comes against them, sore ankle, sore tendency, thirst, fatigue, they've already made up their minds. They're not going to allow anything to cause them to give up. Similarly, we may have God-given dreams that have been embedded within our heart. But I'm here today to give you notice that you'll not be able to accomplish or fulfill that God-given dream without things coming against you. Obstacles, challenges, dark places in your life, delays, difficulties, and dead ends. When you meet a difficulty or a dead end or a delay, you don't get all depressed and defeated. You just say, okay, I'm just in the difficulty stage. I just have to keep persisting until it goes away. Or I'm in the delay stage. I have to learn patience until the delay is over. I'm in what appears to be a dead end stage. I don't see a way. But at that point, you need to tell yourself that where you don't see a way, God has a way. If you know these different stages in the accomplishment of your dream, you won't give up. Emmett Smith, I'm sure you've heard his name, he holds the National Football League rushing record, 16,743 yards. He wasn't as flashy as, say, Walter Payton or Barry Sanders. He never possessed true breakaway speed, but his strength lay in his ability to persist. He just kept on running. It's only 9.5 miles. A lot of people will run that in one day. The big difference is they don't have 11 huge defensive players trying to take their heads off when they're running along Provo Canyon Road. Emmett Smith's average gain was 4.3 yards at a time. That means he got tackled and knocked down 3,983 times. And not once gently. Do you know what he did after every tackle? Yes. He got right back up and he ran the ball again. I don't know about you, but I'm impressed that somebody who could have been knocked down almost 4,000 times would get back up again every single time and continue running. It's no mystery that even the best of us get knocked down a few times in life. But what sets the winners apart from the losers is that the losers just stay down. And the winners, they get right back up. You can't get down and discouraged every time a little opposition, a little delay, or a little difficulty comes across your path. People who are set in their minds to experience God's or Krishna's best are people who have a never-say-die attitude. Anyone can quit. Anyone can give up. Anyone can take the path of least resistance. Anybody can take the easy way out, but Krishna is looking for people with a backbone of steel. Take our spiritual master, for example, pictured here, Prabhupada. Prabhu means master and pad means feet. Conjures up the image of the student sitting at the feet of the master. He came to America to start a worldwide spiritual revolution at the age of 70. He could have easily talked himself out of it. There were so many negatives. He was old. He had no money. He had no friends in America, no place to stay. He had 2 heart attacks on the ship coming over. He got rejected everywhere he turned, to the Indian government, to wealthy Indian businessmen, to his own God brothers and his own missionary society, to whomsoever he asked for help, monetarily or manpower, instrument, they all turned him down, wrote him off as a Don Quixote chasing after windmills. He was living in New York, an old man with no money, no place to stay. At one point, he was staying with a boy named David, who was otherwise a nice boy, but David went out one evening and took LSD. And when he came back, he was chasing Prabhupada around the room, threatening him. Prabhupada had to go down the stairs, leaving whatever few possessions he had behind, go out onto the streets of the Bowery. Why did Prabhupada, with all these negatives against him, succeed where younger, more well-connected missionaries failed? He was unstoppable. Prabhupada said, I'm either going to establish Krishna consciousness here in the West, or I'm going to die trying. Maya, there's only one way to stop me. It's not with delays. It's not with difficulties. It's not with dead ends. It's only with death. Prabhupada's main practice, chanting Hare Krishna, we just chanted melodically, congregationally, with instruments. That's called kirtan. The individual practice, Josh had beads around his neck in that bag. Vijay has also. Those are called japa beads. Every morning, a serious practitioner will do this as an individual meditation, fingering the beads in a measured way. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. God is absolute. His name is non-different from him. Said the holy name puts all the blessings to shame. Krishna Govinda, chanted anywhere, everywhere. The mercy Shakti is fully there. A divine app to restore your mental software, zap the malware, restart your heart, tap the reservoir of loving care. The bliss of bhakti so rare, yet free for the taking. Only declare that your heart is aching in divine love awakening. You associate directly with God through sound vibrations, holy names. But one time someone asked Prabhupada, with this powerful sound vibration, which brings with it so many benefits, how long does it take practicing diligently every day, chanting? Initiated devotees chant 16 rounds a day, which takes about an hour and a half. If you do this every day with attention and diligence, how long then does it take to become a pure devotee? Prabhupada said 40 years. Mm-hmm. Do you think persistence is going to be an ingredient to your success? It has to be. If the goal is worthwhile, then it's not going to come cheaply. We may feel unqualified, unable. We may feel dwarfed in the face of our God-given dreams. But if we'll put on the armor of persistence, we can do things that stronger, more talented, more well-connected people cannot do. Simply with determination and shameless persistence, we are covered with an impenetrable armor. We will not give up. We will not show signs of weakness. We will not listen to the voice of discouragement. We'll not even entertain thoughts of defeat. What you have to do is convince the enemy that you're not going to waver for as long as it takes. Nothing is going to keep me from loving and trusting Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The gopis, the devotees of Krishna, to paraphrase them, even though you restrain me roughly in your embrace, pain me by hiding your face, you remain my Lord unconditionally, no matter what the difficulty, decline or gain, rain or shine, I am yours and you are mine. Often success will come to you at the very point that others give up. If you don't have the determination in the beginning from the get-go, then you won't have the power for what we call flexible persistence. It is said, as perseverance can be a habit, that's the good side, then quitting can also be a habit. So ask yourself, are you in the habit when faced with a challenge, a difficulty, a bump in the road? Are you in the habit of giving up? Are you in the habit of persisting? Lots of people today, I think you'll agree, that when times get tough, they take the easy way out. Spirit says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Says that not I, but with the help and the power of the Lord, putting myself in sync with His plans, we can do all things. It doesn't matter how many times you fail, get yourself back up, dust yourself off. Krishna never promised that your dream would come true within the first 24 hours. Another wonderful example of determination from our own American history is President Abraham Lincoln. He ran for office and was defeated 11 times. He had a nervous breakdown. He lost 2 children in infancy. Twice he experienced prolonged bouts of depression that brought him to the point of suicide. All that before he was elected President of the United States, and then things really got bad. It is said by Napoleon III, going over to Europe now for our examples, persistence, perseverance, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. Ask yourself if you give up too easily. Those who are determined for success ask the Lord for the fulfillment of their dreams, put themselves at the mercy of the Lord. If you have that kind of an attitude, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, doors will be opened that you could never open on yourself. What it all really boils down to is, how badly do you want your dreams to pass? Haridasa Thakur, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, he made a vow when he was a young man that he would chant 300,000 times a day the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In his youth, he was able to finish those rounds in about 21 hours a day, which left him the luxury of 3 hours, 3 whole hours a day for eating and sleeping. However, as he got a little older, it took him a little longer to complete his vow. As time went on, it began to take him 22 hours a day to complete his vow. Then he had 2 hours a day for eating and sleeping. And then as he got into his 40s and late 50s, it took him 23 hours a day to finish his rounds, leaving 1 hour a day for eating and sleeping. And then when he got elderly, took him 24 hours a day. In other words, no sooner would he finish his rounds at midnight that he would have to start them over again. He was losing some weight. Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, you've been following this vow with dogged persistence, determination for years and years, decades and decades and decades. I am the one you honor every time you say the mantra. I'm giving you a dispensation. Please don't do this anymore. You have every reason and you have my sanction. You'll not slip. You'll not lose any merit to your virtue or piety if you just cut back on your vow. And Haridasa Thakur said, I will not. This is my vow and I will stick to it until the day I die. And within just a few days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridasa Thakur in the early morning. Haridasa Thakur grasped the feet of the Lord, which was extraordinary because Lord Chaitanya stood just in such a way that Haridasa Thakur was able to reach down and grasp the feet of the Lord, at the same time looking up at the face of the Lord like a bee focuses on a flower. And in that mood of dogged, persistent determination, he achieved the summum bonum of the human form of life. He left his body in full God consciousness and went back home, back to Godhead, under the smiling, favorable glance where the Lord was personally present before him. Now, certainly, It's good for each and every one of us to know when it is that we come to the limit of our ability. We also need to know that when we go to the limits of our ability, we come to the beginning of the abilities of our supernatural God. We have the Krishna book downstairs. You're invited to get a copy. 900 pages long, talks about all the highlights of the Lord's pastimes as he manifested them on this earth 5,300 years ago. One point, he swallowed a forest fire, thousands of acres. He lifted a huge mountain on the little finger of his left hand and held it for 7 days. On another occasion, he jumped with Balaram off of a high mountain, higher than Mount Everest. He danced on the hood of the 100-headed serpent, Kaliya. What am I saying? He's the God who is more than enough. Krishna is saying to you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am everything you need. I am your health. I am your peace. I am your sustenance. I am your protector. I am the object of love. I am your life. I am your victory. Simply put your trust in me and you will lack nothing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There will be rewards for those who trust in the Lord. Every time you're tempted to give up, learn to look ahead, to expect and to anticipate the rewards that will crown the heads of those who finish their course, who break the tape at the end of their race. Every race, every marathon, you get some food, you get some rewards, isn't it? For 3 years, I went up to Boise to run the Boise Marathon. There's a green belt right through the center of the city. It's very picturesque. It's very attractive. Usually, marathons are started by a local celebrity. For instance, in Los Angeles, when I would run the marathon there, it would be Cassius Clay. Or in Idaho, the celebrity who shoots the gun to start the race is the head of the Idaho Potato Board. That's a celebrity in Idaho, okay? The shirt, the complimentary shirt they give you, it's a potato with running shoes and a singlet on it. At the end of the race, you get this, the biggest potato that you've ever seen, slathered with butter and sour cream. And also a 5-pound bag of potatoes to take home at the end of the day. So similarly, when you finish your race for the Lord, you will get your potatoes. You can look forward to it. But you have to be in it to win it. You can't say, well, it's too hot today, or it's too cold today, or I don't feel up to it. Oh, I got a blister on my foot. No, 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 no. You have to make up your mind. Prabhupada said that living in a community with other God-conscious people is not going to be as easy as living on your own. Different personalities, people who would not in the ordinary course of affairs be living together. There's going to be friction. There's going to be difference of opinion. By tolerating that and staying the course, you can look forward to the reward of success in life. Prabhupada said, even if you have trouble living in a community with other devotees, if you stick the course, if you put up with the inconveniences, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. Based on that one quality of persistence. And I've run 32 marathons, and some of them were fairly easy. Some are hard, but what you have to determine is that you're going to finish all of them, no matter what you face. Here it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, by Krishna to Arjuna, O son of Kunti, either you'll be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up and fight with determination. Elsewhere, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, anyone who is steady in his determination for the advanced stage of spiritualization and can equally tolerate the onslaughts of distress and happiness is certainly a person eligible for liberation. Never lag in zeal, but serve with enthusiasm. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one of his devotees to go to bring sandalwood for the Gopal deity in Vrindavan. The Gopal deity was in western India, and the Malayan hills was where the forests of sandalwood were. Now you can imagine from western India, the Malayan hills, 1,500 miles to the east side. And in those days, they didn't have freeways. Any roads were privately built and privately maintained. You would have to pay tolls, numerous tolls, to use these privately built stretches of road. So Madhavendra Puri got this very, very valuable load of sandalwood, which weighed quite a bit. He's taking it more than 1,000 miles back to his deity in Vrindavan, India. And every 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 miles, he's getting stopped and asks for a toll. And he's a monk. He has not a penny to his name. He succeeded in bringing that sandalwood all that way throughout all those toll blocks without paying a single toll. How and why? Persistence, enthusiasm, zeal. He simply talked his way through it with devotion and with determination. So we need to take a page from the book of Madhavendra Puri. Be determined in the here and now, tempered with the expectancy, the excitement of getting our crown of favor, our smile as a reward from the Lord. That's my boy. That's my girl. And we have to never be satisfied where we are at present. We always have to press into Krishna more and more and more. Why? Because his dream for our life is so much bigger, so much better, so much grander than anything that we can imagine. When we say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, we're crying out to Krishna, Krishna, please help me finish the race that you've laid before me. Please help me accomplish the dreams which are so much greater than anything I could do on my own. And as far as my part is concerned, I am going to stand strong. I am going to fight the good fight of faith. I am going to endure hardships as a good soldier. I know that not everything you ask me to do is easy, but I also know that I will either accomplish it or die in the effort. In the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the last chapter, Krishna says, one who performs his duty with great determination and enthusiasm, without wavering in success and failure, is sure to be rewarded with the crown of devotional service in the eternal spiritual world. Let me challenge you today. Don't give up on your God-given dreams. You have to show our enemy, Maya, that you're more determined to go back to home, back to Godhead, than she is to have you stay in this world of birth, death, disease, and old age. Know today that Krishna or God rewards persistence. The more that you strive to live for Krishna, the more that you strive to live a holy life, then the more the enemy is going to resist you, the more the enemy is going to try to stop you, then you have to step it up a notch and be even more determined that you're going to keep moving forward no matter what. Make a quality decision today with me. No matter what opposes you, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you are going to get up again. You are going all the way for Krishna. You're going to keep on keeping on, being your best, keeping the Lord first place. You are going to finish your race in this life, and in the next life, you're going to go back home, back to Godhead. Thanks very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message with a little bit of the kind of enthusiasm we're talking about, can you repeat after me? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.